Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I know where I am. And in a moment, we'll tell everyone where we are. The letter that we are going to discuss today is the letter N. It's going to stand for New Earth, New Human. Let me explain something to those who are not here. And some of the things that I may say again will be inappropriate in some ways. For you don't hear some of these things from spiritual channelings. I feature a practical approach to spirituality. Human beings cannot live in the past spiritually. If God is God, God is alive as the Creator, as the I am, not the I was. The I am means a present God, not a past one. A God with current, beautiful, loving information. Not a God that is in a book from thousands of years ago. History is in a book. God is alive in you. We sit on the Golan Heights. This is an important place for the state of Israel for so many reasons. But if you are one who deals in military strategy, it is so obvious why it's important. For from the heights overlooking the sea, you can see your enemies coming. And this is what I want to speak of. The practicality of what we're doing. 4 years and years and years. Groups have been coming to Israel. The biggest industry in Israel is touring. Tens of thousands will come and go from all over. Many want to see and enjoy the history and leave. They take their pictures home and the memories of a trip. Others will come for spiritual reasons in a group of believers. It will be an emotional experience they will not forget within their own belief system. And they will take it home. And within their system, they'll remember that time where they came to either visit the land of Abraham or the land of Jesus. Others will come simply because they're interested. And then there are those who would come like you have, believing that their presence here will have an impact somehow on the consciousness of the land, somehow esoterically planting the seeds for peace, which has not been here. Practically, let's look at this. Let's talk to an Israeli, a wise, practical Israeli who has been born here and grown up here and knows about what is here. They will see the groups come and go. Even this one, who claims to be one of consciousness change, one who believes peace is possible. And when you leave, they will roll their eyes and talk among themselves. And they'll say, things will never change. This is not a judgment. It's real. It's practical. Because they never have changed. Generation after generation after generation, they haven't changed. Even when Moses was walking in the desert which we'll talk about soon. You had the 12 tribes. Did you know they didn't get along? It starts earlier than that. Today you have a state. If you haven't been here, you might not understand. It's not a country. Not really. It's a state of mind. It's a survival camp. Surrounded still by enemies and former enemies, with history that was always troublesome. Israelis are not all Jewish. There are arguments about who owns the land, who should be here, even about the legality of it all. Jews and those who are non-Jews in one place calling themselves Israelis. Even within the Jewish community, so many belief systems. They walk around each other carefully, some honoring, some not. They still don't like each other. This is understandable if you look at the cauldron of frustration that builds and builds and builds. An Israeli is cynical, and rightfully so. They look at you, your consciousness, the beauty inside you, the channelings that are lovely and peaceful. And when you leave, they simply say, nothing ever will happen. You have to understand why this is the case. A Westerner will look upon the land with a different perception. They will have a scenario of why things work or don't work that has nothing to do with the way things are here. The Golan Heights is where many wars were, even one a little more than 40 years ago. And there are many Israelis who will say it's only a matter of time, and there will be another, and another, and another. It is a way of life. And those who will come and go and visit for whatever reason are simply tourists. Now, dear ones, I want to turn the page for a moment. For 26 years, I've told you about a changing energy, which we'll talk about later today. For 26 years, we have given you information that this is important here, and that something may happen here. Most Israelis, even those who would read Cryon, would roll their eyes. And they will say, it's always going to be the same. I would like to enter on a discussion that is metaphoric. We have given you these kinds of things before. To the Israelis, I will say this. All you have to see is the past. You don't know what you don't know. Perhaps there's something coming that you have never seen, ever. And because that is not in the past, it is not anything that you would think of. Think for a moment that a man would have a disease. He had it since birth. His father had it before him, and that man's father before him. It comes seemingly with his genealogy. It's in his blood. The disease is always there. He manages the disease carefully. He watches what he eats, where he goes, what he says. Knowing that the disease can flare up at any time, and it does. And when it does, he is in survival. And he beats it up and he wins. And he keeps on going. In his 50s, if you will interview the man, and if you would say, you know, really there is a cure for your disease, he will roll his eyes and say, not for the past 1,000 years. I live with this. It is me. I know how to handle it. Go away with all of your loving thoughts and your strange cures. He doesn't know what's coming. And then a new energy appears on the planet, and new technology and new thought happens, and the cure appears. The man is able to look at it and make up his mind. Is it real? Or should I stay the same? Am I comfortable with my disease? Around him, slowly, he sees others with his disease becoming cured one at a time. And yet still, he may not take it, because his mindset is one of history. You know what the metaphor is about. Not too long ago, in another country, we gave you a practical metaphor. A planet which is born with civilization who have no eyes. I will ask you a question. If you have a sightless person in front of you, and they've been sightless since birth, I want you to sit with them a moment, and I want you to explain the spectrum of color. Think on this. They don't know what they don't know. If somehow they gain sight, they would see and understand color. I say again to the earth, to Israel, you don't know what you don't know. Color is coming. And so it is.